This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Brit Am Broadcasting, Israel. We are discussing Psalm 119. We are up to section Vav. Section Vav is the sixth section. In this section, there are eight verses, as there are eight verses in every section. Every single verse, every single one of these eight verses in this section begins in Hebrew with the letter Vav. Vav in English is the equivalent of Vav or W. In Hebrew, the letter Vav is used for both. Nowadays in modern Hebrew, the sound W, wah, is not pronounced. You won't hear it pronounced. In ancient times, it was so used. It was used, and we also find it now in some dialects of Hebrew. For instance, the Ammonites often pronounce Vav as wah, depending upon its grammatical construction, depending upon how it comes in the sentence and how it ties in, its sound ties in with the letters before and after it. From wa, this sound wa, we can see how certain words in English derive from Hebrew. For instance, we have what. 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 In Hebrew, it's the same as wa'et, wa'et, or wa'eth. And so we have with, means with and what. Wa'et, wa'eth. And that is where these with and what come from. They come from this va'et, wa'et, or wa'eth word. So too we have which, the English word which, which is the same as the Hebrew va'asher. Va'asher can be pronounced as va'asher, va'asher. And we have indications that in the northern Hebrew the end syllable was often dropped or swallowed up. So va'esh, va'esh is very similar to wish. And which is the equivalent of Asher. And in general, in English, especially in Old English, and in dialects of English, and also in Lowland Scotch, and also in the Celtic dialects, we have a lot of words that have equivalents in Hebrew, that are derived from Hebrew. Verse 41, that begins this section, says, "Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word." We ask God to help us, to save us as he has promised. As it says, Deuteronomy 24, "For the Lord your God is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you." God promises us that he will save us, that he will be with us. We ask God to remember this promise and to be with us. 119:42 says, "So shall I have with therewith to answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust in thy word." In the end, we must be able to look back and show that whoever had any doubts, that God held through for us and that he came through for us, and we must succeed and we must do well. We must be able to exemplify divine providence for good in our own beings. This is what God has cast upon us. He wants us to succeed. He wants us to do well. And we ask him to help us show and to show us the way. The Almighty does not deserve that they who believe in him should fail. He wants us to succeed. And we must succeed. We must do our best to succeed because God wants it. God wants your good. Remember that. God wants your success and your well-being. And therefore, You should do the best you can to ensure your success and well-being and that of those around you for the sake of the Almighty, for the sake of the task and the mission in this world that God has given unto you, each one in his own individual sphere. Psalms 119:43 says, "Take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth. For I have hoped in thy judgments. Let me always trust in you, Almighty. Let me trust in you, God. Let not my trust be disappointed, so that it may make me look like someone who believes and is not requited well for it." What we have said. Let us not fail. Let us do well. Let us be an example. Let us be a source of inspiration to others. And we can be. We can be. Don't believe that you cannot be. You can be. You can help others and you can inspire them. And if you can, you should. Psalms 119:44 says, "So shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever. I will keep your Torah forever no matter what. Let me be saved through believing in you, so that the human element within me will acquiesce my going in your ways." This is an important aspect of Torah. We're all spiritual. We all have spiritual potential. We all have a mystical believing side. And we all will be prepared to believe in the Almighty and to do his will no matter what happens to us. And there are certain people, for instance, we have the book of Job. Eov in Hebrew, the book of Job, shows how certain people have their beliefs and their faith put to a test. And this happens. Nevertheless, the Torah is down to earth. God promises that if we keep his ways, he will reward us. And this is also a reason for believing. In general, most of they who believe in the Bible and try to do as well as they can according to their understanding and receive a blessing, they succeed in the end. This is undeniable, and you can see it every day, you can see it with your own eyes. It happens that this blessing may be mixed with trials and tribulations and temptations and all kinds of problems. It might be hidden away, but the blessing is always there. It always comes through. And this is part of our human nature that we must recognize, that in order to kid ourselves, in order to lead ourselves, in order that our body, that the selfish side of us agrees with the other side, with the good side, that we should do good, we have to bribe it. We have to tell it that it is for its better. That by doing good, good will be done upon us, both in the material and the human sense, as well as in the spiritual one. And this is true, and this is what God has promised us in the Bible. Psalms 119:40 says, "I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts." Liberty, the word translated poor as liberty, is rahava, literally expanse, widening out, plenty of room without restrictions. If we seek to do the will of God, seek to cleave to the commandments, we will actually be liberated from other concerns. We'll be free. Everything will be wide open to us. This is a paradoxical, but this is the truth. By limiting ourselves, we can win. God will help us always. We fail in general anyway. Failure is bad. Failure brings depression. It brings bad luck. It distances us from God, from the right path. So a person should try to succeed, because God wants you to succeed. And sometimes you might be in the wrong profession, or in the wrong job, in the wrong situation, and you have to change things. So this, everyone does his own judgments, his own weighing up of the situation. You should realize that everything has a purpose, and the Almighty is with us, the Almighty will guide us. And we ask him to give us strength and courage and resilience and everything we need to go through, to come through, and to reform ourselves and to help ourselves in order to help others, in order to do the will of the Almighty. You're forbidden to give up. You're forbidden. Do not throw in the towel halfway through. Okay, a boxer can do that when he's getting beaten. We are not getting beaten. And if we are getting beaten, it's for a reason, because God wants us to change our tactics, to change our approach, and to try another tack, another strategy. And that's what we should keep going, because that's what God wants us to do. And we ask God to help us realize this and put it into practice. 119:40 says, "Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness." We ask God to keep us alive and invigorated through the truth and righteousness of the Bible. Through the Torah, through the scripture, we can find life. We must be eager to know and understand what God wants us to do. Thank you. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Brit Am Broadcasting, Israel. Realize that there are exceptions. And these exceptions carry with them a risk. Risk of failure. Risk of being embarrassed. Of having to own up that we made a mistake. And this is part of life. This is what the world is based upon. And we ask God to help us make the right decisions and to come through and to believe in Him and do His will. And in 1932 says, I won the run the way of thy commandments, when thou shalt enlarge my heart. We ask God to expand us, enlarge our heart. Our heart represents understanding in Hebrew, the faculty of understanding, the ability to understand. We ask God to enlarge our understanding, to give us comprehension and discernment. And then we will be able to do the will of the Almighty. The equivalent of the commandments is the will of the Almighty. We will be able to do it once we discern what the situation is. So we ask God to give us both the faculty of discernment, of understanding, and we undertake to do His will. Thank you. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Brit Am Broadcasting, Israel.